your pocket.
We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. The final part of the program this morning, I'm joined by Dr. Todd Goodson, Department Chair in Curriculum and Instruction, and Tom Vance, and you're also a professor in Curriculum and Instruction, and you gentlemen are from the College of Education and the Master's Program, the Master's of Arts in Teaching, correct?
That's correct.
And this morning we're going to be talking about online programs, and of course, you drive by on Anderson Avenue, you see the big global campus building, so everyone is pretty well aware by this point. You can be a student of Kansas State University from just about anywhere in the world at this point. But it sounds like you have a good thing going as far as people who've received undergraduate degrees who are looking to maybe further their education, further what they're doing, and maybe just explain a little bit more about that, because you have one class already in process and you have another group starting in May. What exactly is going on here?
Well, for the last several years, we would receive phone calls from people who already had undergraduate degrees yet wanted to be teachers. And we had to tell them, well, gee, you have to come back to campus here and maybe disrupt your life for 3 or 4 years and in essence get another undergraduate degree. And so faculty in the department started talking about, well, gee, is there a way maybe that we could create a program where people that already had undergraduate degrees that wanted to pursue their dream of teaching could come back and not disrupt their lives for 3 or 4 years? And so we created the Master of Arts in Teaching, 12 months completely online, and you can do it from wherever you are in the United States.
Well, and Tom, were you an instrumental part in planning this curriculum?
Sure. Yeah, I was, along with faculty members in curriculum instruction, and my chair, Todd Goodson, of course, was very supportive. And our dean, Debbie Mercer, was also supportive of the idea of how can we get high-quality people into classrooms. Sometimes when you're 19 years old and you're trying to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life, you don't really always know. And so we've found that there's a whole bunch of people that have undergraduate degrees in fields maybe that they're really not committed to, and now they've had more experience, more life experience, their attitudes have changed, and now they've decided to become teachers.
Well, and that sounds like an exciting prospect, just because it sounds like maybe the majority of people who go through this program are maybe not necessarily people who ever planned on becoming a teacher, and now they're on this path, and they're going to be receiving this online.
That's correct. You know, we've had applicants from people in their applications from people in their 20s, but also in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, and their 60s. People at all different stages in life. I've just got out of the military, or I'm burned out in my first career and need a change. The one thing they all share is a passion for children, a desire to give something back to their communities and so forth. So yes, we get a diverse mixture of students from all walks of life.
Well, Dr. Goodson, my question would be, when did this program first launch?
It launched last May. We received approval from the Board of Regents in March to offer the degree, so we were scrambling a year ago trying to get applications into the mix. We were overwhelmed, frankly, with the number of applications we received. We're expecting here in a couple of months, in about 3 months, to graduate 47 new teachers, and that far exceeded our expectations.
Now, has there been anything that's maybe surprised you? You know, you talk about scrambling to put this program together about a year ago this time. I would assume for you it's been a learning experience. Is there anything that you're going to change here when you start another group of students in May?
Well, it's all been a learning experience. We very much appreciate the students and having the opportunity to work with them. One thing I would mention, you know, we've taken very seriously over the years our commitment to field experiences, to putting our prospective teachers in our undergraduate program out in the schools, and our partners in USD 383 have worked with us for many years to make rich field experiences possible for those students. One of the reasons it became possible to do an online program right now is the changes in technology that make it possible for us to do distance supervision of these students. And I will say that those 47 students who are currently completing their student teaching all over Kansas and a couple of them out of state are in classrooms. They're working with veteran teachers, and we have electronic what amounts to a secure webcam at each of those classrooms where they're receiving supervision from a distance. That's a process that we continue to monitor and tweak and so forth. But we're committed to having those field experiences for them.
And speaking of changes, we were just talking out in the lobby that we would have a meeting with MAT faculty and instructors to talk about ways that we can tweak the program and make it even better for next year. Of course, anytime you're doing something for the first time, there are small changes that you can make. And we certainly want to not only provide a pathway for all these people, but also deliver high-quality teacher preparation.
My question would be, is there any other university in the state offering something similar to this right now? Just because this is awfully innovative and progressive in terms of training the future generation of teachers.
Well, in terms of the length of the program, there are other online teacher prep programs, but because we're a master's degree and because it's just 12 months, I believe we're the only program that offers a Master of Arts in Teaching, a 12-month pathway to not only a master's degree, but recommendation for teacher licensure.
Well, it's 9:59 here at News Radio KMAN. This morning we've been joined by Dr. Todd Goodson and Tom Vance from the K-State College of Education Master of Arts in Teaching program. Tune in again tomorrow for more In Focus right here on KMAN.
Tomorrow's guests include Marty Vanier from NBAF and Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. The Clark Howard Show is up after CBS News.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from K.